25 past seven on Breakfast, and more than 100 of Cumbria's most historic buildings and sites are at risk of being lost because of decay, damage and neglect. Among the list of those most at risk by the English Heritage Sites, places like Coswold Castle, Lowther Castle and Coniston's copper mines. Not all bad news, though. Some, of course, are being rescued, as Carl Creaser from English Heritage has been explaining.
There's a number of monuments in the Lake District National Park where we've had volunteers out cutting back the bracken, which is the roots are trying to destroy the archaeology of these remains up there. The thing to remember, I think, is that these buildings are part of our national heritage and they need to be looked after sympathetically. If they're not, then they're lost forever.
And BBC Radio Cumbria's Neil Smith is near to one of those most at-risk buildings for us this morning.
Yes, good morning, Ian. From just down the road from the Lowood Gunpowder Works near Back Barrow in South Cumbria, one of those places like you see in Central America, hidden in the forest with huge walls looming out, what used to be the gunpowder magazines and manufacturing sites. Buildings that were made with only three walls, so if there was a big bang, then they could just repair the wooden one and get going again. Unfortunately, not without major loss of life here in times gone by. That was then, of course. This is now. Long disused Gunpowder Works is high on the at-risk register. James Barrett is a director of Lowood Products, which owns the site. Bluntly, there must be now a serious risk these buildings are going to fall down.
Morning, Neil. Yes, I suppose you could say there is a risk that they're going to fall down. There are trees growing out of them. There's ivy all over them. The difficulty is, when the Gunpowder Works closed in 1935, ICI set fire to all the buildings, which meant that all the roofs collapsed. They had to do that to get rid of the gunpowder residue that was within them. And unfortunately, the buildings are quite small. They've only got three walls, so it's very difficult to know what to do with them today.
So what can you do with a site like this? Because clearly English Heritage is saying it's at risk, but you've got to find something useful to do with it. And this is, of course, in the National Park as well, so you can't just do anything with it because the National Park will want to have control over it.
Well, both the National Park and English Heritage would have a huge input into anything that we do on the site. English Heritage scheduled the site probably about 20 years ago as an ancient monument, which means that really we can't even put a spade in the ground without their say-so. And scheduled ancient monument consent is really the big daddy of planning permissions. It can take up to about a year to get planning consent to do anything with it.
And we're just looking up the road. It's only a mile or so away from here. We've got the old Back Barrow Ironworks, where they tried to get a scheme going. This wasn't your company, someone else. Tried to get a scheme going to do something with that site and preserve the ancient monument there, the old furnace. And yet, actually, that all foundered because it was just too darn complicated and it met planning needs, but it wasn't marketable.
Absolutely, no, I totally agree with that. They went every which way they could to get through the planning hurdles, and now they've built a huge great white elephant which nobody really wants to buy. I think for our site, it certainly wouldn't suit itself to anything like that. Probably the best use for it would be to enlarge the small caravan park that's on the site and preserve the heritage of the buildings by carefully gardening around them and just maintaining the ruins.
Well, James Barrett, thanks very much for joining us. Ian, it's not all doom and gloom, because another part of the Lowood Gunpowder site has been revived as a business park around the old clock tower there. And my colleague Martin Lewis will be looking at another one that's actually come off the at-risk register later in the programme this morning.